some big money.
I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down the eastern seaboard. I've got my diesel wound up and she's running like never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but alright, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got 10 Ford gears and a Georgie overdrive. Passing little white lines and my eyes are open wide. Just past a Jimmy in a white, I've been passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I can never make believe it's right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. The ICC is checking on down the line. I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales alright. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. My rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from her stack and the smoke's pulling black as coal. My hometown's coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Dave Packer. An update minutes ago about the investigation into the deadly ramming attack on New Orleans Bourbon Street on New Year's Day. Assistant Deputy Director Christopher Rea of the FBI says they believe that U.S.-born Shamsed Din Jabbar of Texas acted alone and that Jabbar himself planted the two explosive devices found in the French Quarter.
We did obtain surveillance footage showing Jabbar placing the devices where they were found.
Jabbar declaring his support for ISIS in one of five videos posted online.
Jabbar explains he originally planned to harm his family and friends, but was concerned the news headlines would not focus on the, quote, war between the believers and the disbelievers.
The attack leaving 14 dead in addition to the killer. Investigators say they have found no definite link between the attack in New Orleans and the deadly Cybertruck explosion outside a Trump Hotel in Las Vegas the same day. This is ABC News. President-elect Donald Trump has promised mass deportations once he takes office. The president of Honduras says her government will have to reevaluate the U.S. military's presence in her country if the Trump administration deports Hondurans.
The U.S. military's only base in Central America, key to regional security and humanitarian aid, could now be in jeopardy. Honduran President Xiomara Castro called for constructive and friendly dialogue with the incoming Trump administration in a New Year's address. But she warned that Trump's mass deportations would undercut relations, calling them hostile and unnecessary. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, Ensenada, Mexico.
Police say at least 10 people were shot while they waited outside a music venue in Queens, New York. The victims, aged between 16 and 20, were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police believe at least 30 rounds were fired. A male suspect ran from the scene and then drove away in a car. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Need parts fast? O'Reilly Auto Parts has fast. Need them now? We've got now. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. We're O'Reilly Fast. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. Homicides drop in Milwaukee for a second year in a row. We get more from Ted Aylin.
Milwaukee Police Department data showed the total number of homicides for 2024 at 131. That's 41 fewer than the total in 2023. The city's record year for homicides was 215 in 2023. Though the 2024 total took a drastic drop, it still doesn't match up with pre-pandemic numbers for total homicides. The data also showed that non-fatal shootings were down by about a quarter, and carjackings increased by 11%.
A New Year's Eve exchange of gunfire in Fond du Lac. Police say gunshots were fired between vehicles shortly before midnight. Witnesses reported seeing several vehicles in the road before officers arrived at the scene. Bullet holes were found in a nearby residence, and authorities have obtained video footage of the incident. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85 Durand, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street Durand, NTEC, your premier communications and entertainment provider Durand, Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts Durand, and Bauerbilt Tire & Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. A Red Wing school board member accused of stealing $500 worth of merchandise from a Target store has been sentenced. Rachel Schoenfelder will serve 1 year of probation. She was charged in September with gross misdemeanor theft. Schoenfelder shoplifted from the store 8 times from March through July. She stepped down from her role as board treasurer in October after charges were brought. Schoenfelder was censured by the board in November. Another candlelight vigil to remember and honor Dunn County Sheriff's Correctional Officer Jeff Reynolds was held last night. He was killed in a Christmas Eve crash as he was headed to work at the county jail. Dozens of friends, co-workers, and relatives gathered in the cold to share stories of Reynolds. He had been with the Dunn County Sheriff's Department since 2007, and Marka Sokolowski is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle in connection to that accident. Community members and Durand business owners are invited to an open house with the Durand Improvement Group on January 13th. That event will take place at the Riverside Grill from 5 to 6 a.m., and it's a chance for community members and area business owners to connect and meet with Durand Improvement Group's Board of Directors. Eau Claire's community table is seeing more members facing homelessness and food insecurity. The nonprofit's most recent report shows that 80% of patrons are concerned about their access to food, and almost half are facing the possibility of homelessness. Executive Director T.J. Atkins says the nonprofit is facing cost increases, but is also receiving more donations than ever. A new tax for electric vehicle charging stations is now in place across the state with the start of the new year. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is now collecting an excise tax of 3 cents per kilowatt hour for electricity that is used to charge EVs. Those who own and operate chargers must now register them with state officials as well. Now, the tax does not apply to residential chargers. The funds generated through the tax will be used to maintain roads. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Menominee Police Department is sharing details of a memorial fund for fallen officer Sam Miller. A memorial fund for Miller's family has been set up through the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police. The police department said 100% of the funds would go directly to Officer Miller's family to support immediate needs and future expenses. Miller passed away unexpectedly last Friday. More information on the memorial fund can be found at the Menominee Police Department's Facebook page. The city of Altoona has failed to meet a deadline to complete an inventory of its lead service lines. Public Works Director Scott Quick said it was his mistake and he didn't get it done by October 16th and says the inventory was submitted with lines left blank instead of putting in unknown. He says they, quote, got most of the inventory done, but it was just incomplete, unquote. The city county health department says boiling water will concentrate lead in the water and won't help to get it out. One UW expert is blaming the warm winter on the spread of the bird flu. Jerry Clark with Eau Claire County Extension says not as many wild birds have migrated south this year, and that's kept the bird flu in circulation. Many of the bird flu cases in commercial bird flocks start with wild birds. Wisconsin has seen two recent bird flu cases and has seen human cases in Barron County. Clark says it's a concern that small flocks of wild birds can potentially infect larger flocks of turkeys and chickens that dot western Wisconsin. Firefighters in Eau Claire say they didn't see any holiday season home fires. That city's fire department said it was able to keep its wreath green. Firefighters in Eau Claire put up a wreath outside the firehouse with green lights. If there's a fire, they change one of the lights to red. This year, Eau Claire didn't have any red lights. The last time that happened was in 2019. The 125th anniversary celebration for the Wisconsin State Park System is set to continue all year. Governor Evers and leaders with the Department of Natural Resources say plans are in place to highlight the park system and the impact it's made on the state's culture, heritage, and economy over the last century. Residents are encouraged to enjoy the outdoor areas over the next 12 months. Officials say more than 20 million people visit Wisconsin state parks each year. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durant. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop that is in back-to-factory specifications from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop. Madison Street, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Wisconsinites gathered in New Glarus New Year's Day to look at a snowy owl. Over a dozen people showed up, and they said they can tell it's a female due to the color of her feathers, as male snowy owls are mostly white. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says they estimate over 50 snowy owls have been recorded statewide as of December 12th. People are urged to keep a respectful distance from the bird and move slowly around it. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM. 866-549-TERM.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sunshine today, with high temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But with winds becoming feisty out of the northwest, it's creating wind chills. And feeling sub-zero by tomorrow morning. We do have a bright and beautiful day on tap, but with highs in the teens, it'll be feeling more like the single digits. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 1-800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6 plus. Use as directed.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
The Packers will finish the season without defensive back Jaire Alexander. I'm Bill Scott with sports. He had arthroscopic surgery on a sore left knee after missing the last 7 games and 10th overall this season.
It's unfortunate. It is what it is. I feel for him. Obviously, he was trying to get his knee right. It wasn't getting right. And so, it's a tough deal for all of us.
That's Matt LaFleur, Packers defensive back. Xavier McKinney says it's been a tough road for Alexander.
You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. And obviously we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game. So we understand that. He was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So we just tried to be with him as much as possible, try to make sure that he was good mentally, because we knew like how much it was, or at least I knew how much it was hurting him not to be out there with us.
Packers close out the regular season with a noon kick against the Bears on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Two more college football playoff games decided yesterday. Texas held off Arizona State 39-31 in double overtime in the Peach Bowl, while Ohio State crushed Oregon 41-21 in the Rose Bowl, advancing to the semifinals next week. One more game to go this afternoon. Notre Dame takes on Georgia in the Sugar Bowl at 3 p.m. after the game was postponed yesterday. There's college hockey tonight in the Big Ten. Wisconsin at number 1 Michigan State, 5:30 on BTN. Top-ranked Badger women hosting number 2 Ohio State at LeBron Arena at 7 o'clock in Madison tonight. The Bucks are back home tonight trying to make it 2 in a row. They'll host the Brooklyn Nets at 5-4. There is college basketball in the Horizon League tonight. On the men's side, 3-0 Milwaukee is at Oakland. The Panthers were the preseason favorite to win the Horizon League. Green Bay's at Wright State trying to break a 10-game losing streak. On the women's side, Wright State is at Milwaukee against the Panthers, and Green Bay is home tonight against Northern Kentucky. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Bell returns to dirt racing. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and I dedicate a lot of my time going fast. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently or having trouble with routine tasks. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services and access available treatments. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Give us a follow.
The Motor Racing Network is on Facebook, X, YouTube, and Instagram. We've got links to all our podcasts, MRN Radio Race Broadcasts, and NASCAR News and Information. Video podcasts on MRN's YouTube and Facebook. On X, use the hashtag AskMRN to connect with us and our award-winning race announcers. Give us a like, post a comment, share a podcast. Just search for MRN Radio, the Motor Racing Network, on all your favorite social media outlets.
After 2 years of being forced to step away from dirt racing, Christopher Bell will make his return this month at the Chili Bowl Midget Nationals in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a prestigious indoor midget race within the Tulsa Expo Raceway, and it's an event that Bell has won 3 times in the past. However, his current NASCAR Cup Series team, Joe Gibbs Racing, did not allow any of their team drivers to compete in extracurricular racing outside of NASCAR the last 2 years. Those restrictions have since been lifted. Bell will be joined at the Chili Bowl by several other NASCAR stars, including Kyle Larson, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and for the first time, Kyle Busch, who'll make his Chili Bowl debut. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Mother Nature grew native prairies for thousands of years, but if you want to start one, it'll take some planning. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Prairies are complex with many variables as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
In pioneer days, native prairies grew in the middle of the United States as far as the eye could see. Today, only a fraction of a percent of those original prairies exist, but there is interest in restoring the prairie ecosystem. Laura Jackson is the director of the Tall Grass Prairie Center at the University of Northern Iowa. She says to learn as much as you can about the site you've chosen for your planting. Prairies grow in many types of soils, so before you buy a seed mix, it's important to know the soil characteristics of your land.
The kind of soil that you're growing it on is going to affect your moisture, how tall the plants will get. It's going to affect the species of plants that you choose quite dramatically because there are a lot of plants that can't tolerate super wet soils. There's a lot of plants that can't tolerate super dry soils. So you use the seed mix to cope with that.
This won't be a plant-it-and-forget-it endeavor. It takes at least 3 years for a prairie to take hold. Jackson says the first year is especially critical because the annual weeds will pop up like toast and the prairie plants will be short. Plan on spending some time on the mower to keep the weeds under control and so light can penetrate to the prairie seedlings.
That first year, it's super important to keep it mowed back. You say, well, what if I mow off my prairie plants? You won't. They're too short. You can mow at 6 to 8 inches, and they're going to be below that. They're going to be around 4 inches tall or less. Keep them mowed, mow. Learn to identify your prairie seedlings so you can see that you're having success.
Long-term management includes mowing or burning every few years to stimulate growth and to stay ahead of invasive perennial weeds. Learn more about planting a prairie at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
22 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk down 4 to 2034, March up 1 to 2004, April up 11 to 1964, May up 7 at 1928. Cheese markets, barrels were steady at 182.5, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 191 and a quarter, one trade a block on the day, cash butter down a half to 254.5, 11 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 137, 6 trades on the day, dryway steady at 75 even, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the trade believes strong about the market's fundamentals and it's moving prices higher. Now, one bid of 310 on the cash side in Dresd is being offered in the north, but no northern sales have been noted yet. Asking prices, though, are also firm in the south. Feeder cattle markets are also moving sharply higher today as well. Again, strength in the live cattle markets and also buyer demand likely will be strong as the market has been on a holiday hiatus and buyers will likely have larger orders to fill. After trading sharply lower to start the week, the Lean Hog Complex has now found some technical buying, as there is some possibilities of better export opportunities, and that's helping to support hogs after starting the day lower. February live cattle up $1.70 to $193.30. April feeder cattle up $1.62 to $195.90. June up $1.57 to $191.20. January feeder cattle up $2.67 to $265.70. March up $2.72 to $265.70. And April up $2.35 to $265.90. February hogs up 32 cents to $81.62. April up 37 cents to $86.95. May up 60 cents to $91.57. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn and soybeans continue to move mostly higher. Export inspections reports will be released tomorrow due to the holiday, but some potentially dry weather and crop stress in Argentina and southern Brazil helping to support corn and beans today. Wheat markets, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower. The plains will see more winter-like conditions to push the last stands into dormancy. Now, MATIF wheat prices did move mostly higher, but the U.S. dollar has been higher, and that's helping to pressure the wheat markets. March corn up 1 to 459.5. May and July both up 1.5. May at 467 and a quarter. July at 470 and a quarter. New crop up 2 3/4 to 446.5. January beans up 3 1/4 to 1001.5. March up 3.5 to 1014. May up 4 3/4 to 1027. New crop up 5 1/4 to 1030.5. January soybean meal up 360 to 311.20. January soybean oil up 37 cents to 40.15. Chicago wheat, March down 4 1/4 to 547.25. May down 3 3/4 to 558.75. Minneapolis wheat, March down 5 3/4 to 590. May down 5 at 598.5. Energy markets today are higher. February crude oil up $1.65 to 73.37. March up $1.50 to 72.75. Meanwhile, February and March gas both up 5 cents. February at 206, March at 208. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The lowest per production in 4 decades. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
2024 was a rough year for Northwest U.S. pear growers, who are seeing their lowest production in nearly 40 years. But a little more than 5 months into her new job as Pear Bureau Northwest's president and CEO, Carrie Ann Arias says she's still happy to be here.
It's been great. I'm very fortunate. I have an awesome team that I inherited, so that's been fantastic. And having a lot of board support, because I've had to make a lot of changes along the way, and learning about not only the industry, but how the organization has worked over these past years. A lot of assessment and time to kind of sift through everything, but it's been good. I'm having a great time.
The challenges became apparent before she even took charge.
So it's been interesting. When I started, actually before I even started, I sat in on a meeting to hear like the ultimate doom and gloom. 8 million boxes. It was like the worst crop in since, what, 1985? Thankfully, it has not been as bad as what was originally anticipated.
Eris says 10.6 million boxes is still 31% below the five-year average.
We certainly have seen tough yield in some locations and better than average yields in others. Mother Nature, she's doing whatever she wants.
As for the upcoming season, Arias says things look good so far.
Again, I think it depends on where you grow. Certainly I've heard very good things about what we're seeing on the trees right now for next crop. So that I think if you're a farmer, you have to live in a world of optimism, regardless of whatever Mother Nature throws at you. So I feel like that is certainly a piece of it.
Despite the smaller crop, Arias says pears are still expected to be a great eating experience for consumers. Pacific Northwest pear growers produce over 80% of the nation's pears. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin all milk price for November was $22.90 a hundredweight. That, according to the latest USDA National Ag Statistics Service Agriculture Prices Report. This was $2.50 below last month's price, but $2.70 above last November's price. The U.S. all milk price for November was $24.20 a hundredweight. That was $1.30 higher than Wisconsin's price, but a dollar lower than last month's U.S. price. Meanwhile, the average price received by farmers for corn in November in Wisconsin was $3.90 a bushel, according to USDA. That was 2 cents above the October price, but 50 cents below November of 2023. The November 2024 average price received by farmers for soybeans, $9.73 a bushel, was 17 cents below the October price and $3.07 below the November 2023 price. The November average oat price per bushel was at $4.12. That was 41 cents above October and 74 cents above November of 2023. All hay prices in Wisconsin averaged $146 a ton in November. That was $9 above the October price and $6 above the November 2023 price. The November 2024 alfalfa hay price at $157 was $10 above the previous month, but $39 below November of 2023. The prospect of new tariffs disputes when Donald Trump returns to the White House has the global economy in an uncertain position early in 2025. Farm Policy News says ongoing geopolitical tensions and continuing climate challenges will significantly impact agriculture trade and producer profitability over the next year. The global economic landscape in 2024 was shaped by falling inflation and moderate expansion. However, a Rabobank market researcher says the implementation of U.S. tariffs would run the risk of fragmenting global trade and financial flows that could partially hit developing nations with high dollar debt exposure hard. Meanwhile, the outlook for the U.S. rural economy is also uncertain. The outcome of the 2024 election cycle promises to bring a significant change to the federal government's approach to everything, including international trade, immigration, energy exploration, and rural economic development. The high level of policy uncertainty is adding to the headwinds that rural America is already facing. The majority of agricultural economists in the latest monthly monitor say U.S. agriculture ended 2024 in a recession. Farm Journal's AgWeb.com says 56% of ag economists responded yes to the questions of a recession. The newest monthly monitor asked economists what they'll be watching for in the new year. One of the biggest is the potential of that tariff war, which they said is being downplayed despite published research measuring expected damage. They're also looking at farmer attitudes toward non-traditional land uses, including CRP, solar, and other forms that help boost their incomes. There's also worry about the Brazilian real, which is depreciating and could lead to more U.S. competition. Also in 2025, there's a chance that cash rent prices may stay consistent despite a downturn in crop prices. Farm incomes vary greatly by region, and economists say southern farmers are already struggling. An early Arctic air mass is a strengthening storm is expected to bring snow, ice, and possibly severe thunderstorms to parts of the central and eastern U.S. as it slides across the country this weekend into early next week. AccuWeather expert forecasters say several Arctic blasts will bring waves of bitterly cold air to much of the eastern half of the nation starting this weekend. The system could bring some of the lowest January temperatures in over 10 years to some places. We're going to be dealing with the coldest air of the season and multiple days of sub-zero temperatures from the northern plains and upper Midwest into the Tennessee Valley, said meteorologist Bernie Reno. Lake effect snow is forecast to increase as progressively colder air moves across the Great Lakes, and ice cover on the Great Lakes is well below historical averages. That's allowing the cold air blowing across the relatively warm waters to create lake effect snow. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The cold air will stick around in our ag weather forecast as we'll be under a constant northwest flow today and tomorrow. That will keep temperatures colder with highs in the teens, lows in the single digits. We could even see some below zero temperatures. Now, heading into the weekend, the big story is a big winter storm, but that large system will stay to our south. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs low 20s, west winds at 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 9, northwest winds at 5 to 15. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 15, northwest winds at 10 to 15. Friday night, clear, low 2 above, northwest winds at 5 to 15. For Saturday, sunshine, highs near 14. Sunday, mostly cloudy, highs near 15. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs near 18. Looking ahead for Tuesday, partly cloudy, it'll stay cold with highs near 14.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, "Can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade it right." He said, "I got what you need, son," as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, "There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time." He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You slid over a bit close at me, drove down to the lake road, watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, "Now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Look, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. said good love. Well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But it might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom.
I love my boots broken, I love my camo hat. Don't mind a little paint on my jeans, yeah, I roll like that. I love driving my truck across a railroad track. If you hit it too quick, it'll hit you right back. I love a fresh cut field with a first frost on, how it shines like gold when the sun turns on. I love the sound of them wheels, my baby singing along, when boys, the summer comes on. Innocent days. I love that little white church out on 109. It's where I hit my knees and I thank the Lord for this life of mine.
Sizzle. We're Country Fried.
We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDF.
Are you sitting at home all alone trying to fall asleep? Are you staring a hole through your phone, praying that it rings? Are you watching a movie that you've seen a thousand times? Or maybe playing some air, getting lost in your favorite lines? Well, if you're anything like me, you
just might be doing whatever it takes to drown out the noise. But I just wanna hear your voice. I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Are you stuck in a red light with a Marlboro light on your lid? Does the smoke in your mirror get clearer without my kiss? Are you changing the station, replacing our favorite song? Well, maybe it's a mistake, hit the brakes on the moving on. Well, if you're anything like me, you just might be doing whatever it takes to outrun the storm. But I'm almost out that door, and I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. Will you pick up when I call, or just forget we loved it all? We don't have to talk, I just wanna hear your voice. And I'm one number away from calling you. I said I was through, but I'm dying inside. Got my head in a mess. Girl, I confess, I lied when I said I'm leaving and not coming back. Might be the whiskey or the midnight rain, but everywhere I go I see your face. In my brain dialing up everything I wanna say, but I'm still one number away. 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 Yeah, I'm still one number away.
Well, the world just lost two lonely people. The world just lost two broken hearts. The odds were against it, but baby, here we are. In our own little place, in our own little corner, this old cold world just got a little warmer. For the rest of my life, I'm gonna hold you in my arms. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is once lived a man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment you would die for? Never get rich on what money can buy. It don't matter to me. I'll tell you why. I've got it all when I'm holding you this way. I live to love you. I die to keep you safe inside these arms that need you. I'll be loving you with the very last breath I take. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is once lived a man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a
all they need to ride on it. There's one sliver man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment, loving every minute? Tell me something.
Here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Hardwood floor, I get to hear my children laughing down the hall through the bedroom door. Sometimes I sit on my front porch swing, just soaking up the day. I think to myself, this world is a beautiful place. Love is a beautiful gift.
straight and narrow, and I've worn a rebel's brand. Sometimes I've had to go without for being my own man. I've rallied to the cause when I knew the cause was right. Yes, I've cut against the grain, but I've kept my peace of mind.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Dave Packer. He was 100% inspired by ISIS. That from the FBI investigating a man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street, mowing down New Year's revelers early yesterday morning, killing 14.